Okay. Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night, and also hello to GWA Backstage. I guess this is where all the questionnaires are going, or at least like the non-sexy questionnaires. I wouldn't count this non-sexy, but you know what I mean. Which is actually kind of nice. I like the way that things are actually going now with GWA and GWA Backstage, where like things are shifting over and keeping things open in G on actual GWA, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, I haven't done a questionnaire in pretty long time, so I felt like doing one, mainly because this one questionnaire, the non-monogamous relationship questionnaire. Also, if you start hearing banging, those are my neighbors upstairs. So yeah, just ignore that. That's actually one of the reasons why I haven't been putting out as many audios recently, because I literally have to wait for a moment where that's not happening. Yeah. Anyways, the non-monogamous relationship questionnaire was done by Captain Jiggle Pants, which I love that username, by the way, dude. this one was mainly my caught my interest because I'm in a non-monogamous relationship. So I thought I would, and I've been in one for about 5 years now. So I thought I would, spread my wisdom, what I've learned over the years, and what my opinions and how like our relationship works and how it's actually been beneficial and that kind of thing. Okay, so the questions. What kind of non-monogamous relationship are you in? I'm gonna be tripping over that word a lot. It's a mouthful and I really suck with words. The type I'm in is the open relationship, soon to be open marriage. I am engaged to my current partner, and we've been together. Excuse me. We've been together for about 5 years, and we've been in each other's lives for like eight plus, and we've been engaged for a year now. And, yeah, essentially from the very beginning, about 6 months in, he actually prompted the idea of an open relationship simply because I have an unquenchable appetite. he did this for my benefit. Also just because like I already kind of flirted with pe I flirt with people a lot. I mean, it's never quite intentional. It just kind of happens. But lucky for me, my fiance, he is not the jealous type, and it's just like, it's awesome. It's awesome having a partner that just trusts you like implicitly. And the trust is now returned, but I will say this. In the very beginning of the relationship, it was simply just me being able to go do other things. I was not okay with him getting with other women. I was really insecure about that, simply because most of my other boyfriends before that, almost all of them left me for other women, or I left them because I found out they were cheating. So, as you know, like that's just kind of baggage that I brought into the relationship. It's just kind of that's a norm. But after a couple years and just, really trying to just tell myself, just trust him, just trust him. I mean, and also just living with him for all that time. We've been living with each other pretty much all the 5 years. The trust got better and we got closer and closer and closer, and so yeah, eventually the relationship opened up completely. Next question. When did you learn that monogamy wasn't for you? If you feel like sharing, what caused it? Well, like I said, it was not my idea. I was it's always been kind of a concern of mine because it's just like, in the very beginning of the relationship, you're in the honeymoon stage, your body is flooded with endorphins and you're all happy and it's just like, the best time of your life at the beginning of a relationship. But once that wears off, it can become very, very difficult, especially when it comes to sex, because it's just like, you need to go to work and you need to do your everyday things, but sex can be so exhausting that all the times I requested sex from him, he can't do it every single time. I mean, he's not Superman. But no, so like I said, it was his idea to make this an open relationship. And like I said, how I felt about it, I wasn't sure about him being sharing him, but yeah. Have you told anyone besides your partners? If no, why not? A lot of people actually. It's actually the same amount of people that know about my GWA. I have about, let's see, that's one, two, three, four, five. I think about seven people, not counting my fiance, that are aware of my GWA activities and are also aware of our non-monogamous relationship. It's interesting because I was actually having this conversation with my fiance the other day. Are we going to come out to our parents and say this is kind of the thing we have going on? Simply out of my concern that what if a family member of mine or his caught one of us messing around with our friends with benefits or our other lovers? How the hell would we explain this? So I thought, I was thinking, if we just come out to them, it just eliminates this whole issue. But there's a lot of other problems that could be implicated simply because I come from a very religious, very conservative family. I think while I was having that conversation with my parents, I probably just also had to come out with being bi, and that would probably lead me to be disowned. Do you have any non-monogamous friends? This is a complicated answer because my first threesome was with some very close friends of ours. So they were kind of open for a short time because I had that activity with them, and then the four of us had a thing for a night, and I don't know. I don't think that really counts because it was just to my partner and me and not other people. So I don't think so. I think the answer for that is I don't think so. I don't know. How has it changed for you over time? It's gotten better. It really has. I mean, the hardest part was after it was proposed, getting used to the idea because, as I said, it was my partner's idea, but I haven't acted on it until I think about a year ago. I never did anything with it, so that was like 4 years of just, I had the potential to go and use that, but I was really worried that he was going to suddenly not like it, and then I would get that privilege pulled. Or not really privilege, I think that's bad wording, but you know what I mean. Like he'd ask me to stop, and then I'd be sad. But no, it's actually gotten better. I started sorry, that was my chair. I've actually started taking advantage of this, like the openness of the relationship, and it's been awesome. It's very fulfilling just simply because I go sleep with another guy, but in the morning, I come home to my fiance and he's got breakfast ready and he's just like, how was your night and how did it go? And I can talk to him about it. I can tell him exactly what happened. I can so we can like I can laugh about funny parts or awkward parts. And what is also great, because this is an important part, because what a lot of people don't realize is, sure, you're getting with another person. Personally, I don't think, it instantly turns into love for this other partner. But regardless of what anybody else thinks, there is a connection that is made to this other lover. There is a connection. No matter how you do it, there a connection is made through the sex. And when it ends, it still feels like they broke up with you. It's the same pain. It's the felt like it's the like the feelings of abandonment, and it really fucking hurts. I mean, it makes me cry. Like this has happened to me a couple times where the guys leave or tell me that they're going to be leaving. And it's the feeling of abandonment, and it really hurts every single time. But the best part is my fiance is always right there, and it's always my shoulder to cry on. And he tells me, it's okay, you'll feel better, you'll find another guy, and you'll be happy again. It's just, it really sucks at this very moment. That's, I think, the best part is he's my parachute in this whole deal. Number six, when you first started exploring, what obstacles did you meet that you didn't expect? Obstacles. I haven't really found too many yet. The only thing I can think of is a place to do it. I'm in college right now, so I don't have money. So we can't just go pay for a hotel. I'm drinking soda, and so that was mainly the concern. But here's a good example. My most recent friends with benefits encounter, I guess is a good word to put it. He was visiting from out of state, and he was staying over at a friend's house, so we didn't have anywhere particular to go. So I talked to my fiance. This is just a good example of how awesome my fiance is. I talked to him, and I'm just like, listen, we don't have money for a hotel. The only thing we have is our apartment and our bed. Would you be opposed to, say, sleeping over at that friend's house while the lover and I come back here to do things? He was totally okay with it. Now, I can imagine some guys are just like, oh, hell no, that's our bed. But no, he was totally okay with it. And I felt a little awkward about it because I felt like I was kicking him out. But no, it actually went okay. But for other obstacles, I haven't run into any. Most of the guys, the guys that I've been with, they've adhered to the rules that my fiance and I set, because that was an important part. My fiance and I, we set rules, but they're very simple ones. We can't, just go to a bar and meet somebody because we don't know them and we don't know them enough. So there's no, going to a club or going to a bar. No, we have to get to know them and be sure that they're not some sort of serial killer. And we also need to be sure that we don't have to worry about any STDs to worry about. And they also have, condoms are non-negotiable because we don't need STDs circulating through the relationship. We're very, very pro safe sex. I think that was all the other, those were the two main rules, but they just mainly adhere to the whole safety factor. Otherwise, I can't think of any other obstacles that might have gotten in the way other than, any sort of insecurity. But as I said, those are long gone. What is your best or worst experience with non-monogamy? The best experience would be the fact that I get to have sex with other people. I get all these different experiences. And the way I look at it in a monogamous versus non-monogamous relationship is it's like having the same flavor of ice cream over and over and over and over and over and over again. You love that ice cream to death and everything, but occasionally you want to try some other flavors. You want to have something else, variety is the spice of life. So, that would be the best part, but it's mostly seeing experiences. I can't really think of anything in particular. It's like there's no one thing. It's just, okay, I fucked the guy. Great. The most recent Friends with Benefits lover that I played with, he was aware of my GWA activities prior to us having sex. So he knew of of my username as Goddess. I was giving him a blowjob, which he said was like the best one he's ever experienced. And he said that I was like, that I was really a goddess. I'm telling you, like, I had his cock in my mouth, and then, like, I was just like kind of like looked up at him and was just like, But inside, I was like, I was just like celebrating him inside my head because I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm awesome. That was definitely a really good experience. The worst. I would just had probably had to bring that just to the general of the guys eventually leaving, either because they're now bored of me, or they're getting into an actual real life relationship, and that's like, the whole friends with benefits thing isn't exactly going to go over very well. So, those are always the worst. I can't think of anything else that's any worse than that. The bonus. What is one misconception you'd like to clear up for people? A misconception with non-monogamous relationships. The only ones I can really think of are like the partners are like either like a total slut or whores or anything like that, but I think I just more of a women like over sec like high libido women. I think that's mostly the misconception in regards to that, but non-monogamous and general misconceptions. Ooh, here's a good one. The misconception that we are not happy in our relationship. That is completely false. I am in love with my fiance. I would never leave him for anything. That's actually one of the rules. We're not allowed to leave the relationship for a lover. And I have no intention of that ever happening. I doubt any lover out there that I have would ever let me have the openness of the relationship I'm currently in. That's kind of like a shallow thing if you think about it, but and I've voiced this to my fiance, I feel like that's really, really shallow, but in reality, that is something that keeps me here, that keeps me grounded in this relationship. The other main thing is just, he's my soulmate. I mean, when we met, it was literally within an hour. We were just friends back then, but within an hour of actually meeting up, because we met up online, but we met in real then we met in real life. When we met in real life, literally within an hour, I tilted my head at him, being like, I like him. Like I felt something right away. I was in a relationship at that point. I went home and I talked to a friend of mine who was also friends with with my fiance, and I'm just like, dude, I like him. No, like I seriously like him. And a few months later, broke up with my ex, and everything just went up from there. I guess it's just one of those modern day love stories. But no, I've actually found that since we've become non-monogamous and have acted on it, I found that I appreciate him a lot more. Mainly because it's just like he doesn't have that pressure to keep me sexually satisfied, and we can just focus on just loving each other with our hearts rather than our bodies. I mean, him and I, we have plenty of sex, but it's mostly our hearts and our minds connected rather than our bodies. It's not that he's bad in bed. It's, I'm trying to put words together to make this make sense, but I don't know how to describe it. It's just we have this amazing connection that I cannot put into words. All I can tell you is how it feels, and it feels like absolute completeness. There's no holes. That's all I can really describe it, is there's just a sense of completeness. And it is an amazing feeling when you have that. And it's, people have told me, it's just like, people go their whole lives without ever feeling this. And I find it really, really sad that some people, they just never find their soulmate. But, so I do feel so lucky every day of my life, and it's fantastic. Any other misconceptions? I think that's mainly the big one, is just the people are not happy in the relationship. I can't really think of anything else. I think I'm going to end it here. If you guys have any questions about being in a non-monogamous relationship, how you, maybe you want some advice on how to approach your partner when it comes to non-monogamy, I will take questions and I will answer them in the comments. I'm here. I'm here. I have a source of information on this regard. So feel free to message me about anything. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys next time.